Well, there is one of the first signs of spring, the spring peeper.
I suppose most people, that's the first frog they hear because there are more of them. They sing in all kinds of different bodies of water.
Do they sing up onto the shore as well?
Well, they're usually in some little bits of old grass along the edge of the water. But you have to be awful careful if you're going to see any.
I know. I've tried to find them in the grass, and you go to where the sound is, and the frog is somewhere else.
Well, usually they stop singing entirely when you begin to splash in the water. You have to stand there and just wait before they'll begin singing again.
They must be very tiny. You can't find them.
Well, they're only about a half an inch long, but when they sing, you'll see the great big bulge in their throat. That great big air sac they puff out.
And how do they make such a powerful noise?
Quite large, but they don't. The air moves back and forth over that voice box, so they don't have to take it in from the outside.
You mean the same store of air goes back and forth and it's used again and again?
Yeah, that's the way they can even make the noise underwater.
Well, when they make the noise underwater, does it come out above water too?
Well, I believe it does. I couldn't say much about it. Yeah, sure.
Thank you. You know you got to get it going while the going's good, don't you? That's right. Come on, let's groove.